Nu wan i speken forth of Emelia. Shricht Emelia, and howleth Palamon. And Theseus, his sister, talk anon swooning, and bar here fro the corpse away. What helpeth it to tarrian forth the die, to tellen who she wep, both eve and morwe? For in switch cas, woman have switch sorwe, one that her husband's been from him ago, that for the more apart thy sorwen saw, or ellis fallen in switch maladia, that at the laster, certainly thy dia. Infinite been the sorwes and the teres of older folk, and folk of tendra yeres, in all the tune for death of this Teban. For him there wepeth both a child and man. So great a weeping was there none certain, when Hector was he brought, all freshy slain, to Troy. Alas, the pity that was there, cracking of cheekes, rending ache of hair. Whee, waldest thou be dead, these woman crea, and haddest gold enough, and Emelia. No man michte gladden Theseus, saving his older father, Egeus, that knew this world's transmutation, as he had seen it, changing up and down, joy after war, and war after gladness, and showed him ensamples and likeness. Richt as there died never man, quod he, that he ne lived in earth in some degree. Richt so a lived never man, he said, in all this world, that some team he ne died. This world nis put a thurch far full of woe, and where been pilgrims passing to and fro. Death is an end of every worldly sorrow. And over all this, yet sighed he muchel more to this effect, full weasley to enhorta the peopler that thy should him reconforta. Duke Theseus, with all his busy cura, cast knew where that the sepulture of God our seat my bestie marked be, and eke most honourable in his degree. And at the last, he took conclusion that there as fierce our seat and Palamon hadn for love the battle him betweena, that in that silver grove, swart and greener, there as he had his amorous desires, his complaint, and for love his hotter fears, he wald a mark of fear in which the feast funeral he micht al accomplice. And let command anon to hack and hewer the oches old, and lie him on a ruer in colpons well arrayed for to brenna. His officers, with swifter fate, thy renner and read anon at his commandment. And after this, Theseus hath he sent after a bearer, and it all overspread with cloth of gold, the richest that he had. And of the summer sweet, he clad Arcita. Upon his hondes had he gloves wheat, eke on his head a croon of laura grainer, and in his hond a sword full bricht and caner. He lied him bar the visage on the bearer, therewith he wep, that pity was to heara. And for the peopler shoulder sain him alla, when it was die, he brocht him to the halla, that roareth of the creeing and the soon.